Most of us try to slow down on a hot summer day, but summer is when the ice industry heats up. Packaged ice is big business. As WNYC's Beth Fertig reports, it's also a tough and slippery one because those bags of ice you buy in the store aren't all the same.
Ice is just frozen water, right? Well, not if you're John Natuzzi Jr.
It is a luxury because our ice is crystal clear and it's a premium product in my eyes.
Here on the factory floor of Natuzzi Brothers Ice Company in Southeast Queens, tall blue cylindrical tanks are freezing purified city tap water. Natuzzi says it takes less than 10 minutes for ice to form.
From there, there's a honeycomb-like cutter that cuts the ice, and it's then dropped from the cylinder down into the augers.
Those augers are like twisting conveyor belts that swoosh the ice into a big metal storage container. From there, the cubes are dumped into a bagging machine. The bags come in different sizes. Workers tie them into bales that can be stacked onto refrigerated trucks and delivered around the tri-state area. The company's customers include independent supermarkets, JFK Airport, the U.S. Open, and blood banks. Natuzzi also sells dry ice. He says annual sales total $6 to $7 million. For 26-year-old Vice President Natuzzi, ice is a family business started by his great-grandfather more than 50 years ago.
I know that it's got to be in your blood.
Natuzzi says the trade used to be dominated by Italian immigrants. They'd purchase big blocks from ice houses, chop them up into cubes, and then deliver them to bars and restaurants. Eventually, technology and the market changed, and Natuzzi Brothers started making its own ice about a decade ago. But producing and delivering up to 110 tons of ice each day is hard work.
The stuff's wet. You know, you're getting soaked, you're getting dirty, and, you know, it's heavy. It's not glamorous, to say the least. If you're willing to sacrifice the beach and your summers, you know, then it's for you.
No summer vacations. No, working 6 days a week. No.
That's Natuzzi's aunt, Grace Rhodes.
I had to get married in the winter. Don't think about getting married in the summer.
Natuzzi Brothers is still a family business. 15 years ago, there were thousands of wholesalers making and selling packaged ice throughout the U.S., but the industry has gone through consolidation. Today, according to the International Packaged Ice Association, there are just around 500, and almost 50% of the market is controlled by three big companies. The Justice Department's antitrust division investigated them a few years ago over allegations of price fixing. Two of the companies paid millions of dollars in settlements. But big packaged ice companies aren't the only competition for local manufacturers like Natuzzi Brothers.
I have an ice machine.
Any convenience store can bag and sell its own ice with a small machine. At this store in Soho, Kevin, who didn't want to be identified, sells five-pound bags of ice for $2, slightly more than Natuzzi charges. And while the FDA requires packaged ice to say where it's made, Kevin's bags just say ice. He's surprised when informed about the labeling law.
This water filter here, look at this. This water filter here and the clean water, 100% water.
It might sound ridiculous, but John Natuzzi says ice can carry salmonella and E. coli bacteria. And he says convenience stores might not know how to protect their ice.
It's not that there really is anything that's wrong with it. It's just that in most scenarios, they're not the most sanitary places. So they tend not to make the ice with the most consciousness.
The ice industry is lobbying for greater regulation of gas stations and convenience stores because state enforcement is lax. But for Natuzzi Brothers, the real challenges are the cost of fueling the trucks and trying to expand business during a credit crunch. Sales manager Bob Hurley says there's still plenty of demand if you can deliver the ice.
Everyone calls up at the last minute, and they all want their ice immediately. And our guys are working sometimes 14, 15 hours. Trucks are out all day. But still, the customers look at their ice at 4 o'clock, 5 in the afternoon, and go, oh, I need a delivery. Call us and want us to get it to them now.
Hurley is new to the business. He joined Natuzzi Brothers last year after selling forklifts. Now, like everyone else there, he watches the weather forecasts and hopes for a good, hot day.
As a matter of fact, last summer when it was really hot, every day you get up and it'll be 99 or 100 degrees, and I go, it's going to be a great day in the ice business. The hotter it is, the more we do.
As for a vacation, he says he can always do that in the winter. For WNYC, I'm Beth Fertig.